All right. Yesterday's episode, I was pissed because I was getting flagged and banned, like always. What are you? You okay, baby? What's going on, Ma? What's going on, baby? Hey, Papa Swoller just started hacking. What are you doing? Laying in the grass. Chill out. All right. So I was pissed yesterday, but appeals went through. It's still a fucking hot mess. It's still like crawling through goddamn barbed wire in a minefield. But here's the thing. We're going to get through it. You know why? Because we're the fucking Swole fam. We're going to get through this shit. And here's the thing. This is another thing that pisses me off, because that's just one aspect of censorship. This is one aspect of, you know, restriction and infringement of our rights. But it also pisses me off because it's been happening inside the Swole fam for a while. That's why we stream privately inside Swole TV. We're completely independent of major social media platforms. It's because members get flagged inside the private Facebook group. Today, Swole Slut Saturday, and of course, the Daily Swole, we award the Swole card to a special Swole Slut. But members are getting flagged, just even in areas that, you know, we still congregate, like the Facebook group and such. But it's supposed to be a private group, right? It's supposed to be a place where you're allowed to connect with other people, like-minded individuals. And that's where the Swole fam started. Of course, the Swole fam is much larger than Telegram or Facebook or Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, any of these apps. These are just places where we can spread our message. Our message. The seven pillars. Our Swolosophy. It's our message. It's with each and every single one of you. You're all a huge part of this. It is a movement. And it's a movement from the ground up. Taking back our humanity. Taking back our power and responsibility. And our focus on making our individual lives better. Which, guess what? If everyone is making their life better and improving their health, that's gonna be a tie that raises all ships. Because then, as a collective, we'll be self-fulfilled, less materialistic, more about optimizing our environment, our health, the best that we can, the best that we can, and the best that you can. I know sometimes you'll see online, you'll see certain people maybe that are buying certain foods or have certain pieces of equipment. You're like, oh, I wish I had that home gym, or I wish I had that piece of equipment, or, you know, oh, if only I had that. And there's always something else to get. And whether you're building out a home gym or you're admiring someone else's physique or someone else's house or just anything, even with improving your health, it's all about creating your environment. I focus my attention. I focus everything on the business, investing in the business and developing the Swole fam and creating better content. I invest not in cars, not in watches and shoes and clothes, but in the safety of myself and my family and the health, which is the perpetual safety, the long-term vision, investing. That's where my focus is. And I wish more people to have that kind of focus, because that's truly valuable. It doesn't mean you can't have other interests, but focusing on taking care of yourself, taking care of those around you in the best way, in the most fundamental way. It's really important to understand where we came from. Gotta be more human. Gotta focus on being more human. Let's get back to our roots. Spreading the message. We're all in this together. We are creating and fortifying our Swole fam as well as our mindsets. We're always honing that spear, the tip of the spear. We're always sharpening that. Always. Every single day. Seven pillars. So, we're in this together. Myself, right? Me, you, the Swole fam. We cross that line, but we make the fucking line. We cross the line whenever we fucking want. So we might get censored, we might get banned, we might get restricted. But guess what? We got to go through some pain. And sometimes you got to go through pain. Sometimes you got to go through that discomfort. Sometimes you have to go through that severity. that raw severity for something you believe in. I believe in freedom. I believe in personal responsibility. I believe in the ability of the individual to really rise up and create something, think clearly, independently, logically, which will lead to improvements for more and more people. That's the network effect. That's what spreads like a virus, the best kind. So never forget that. Never forget that. You are that beacon of hope. You're that beacon of truth. You're that beacon of common sense. You are that beacon of health, that beacon of fitness, that beacon of swole in your community. Could be a small community, family, friends, coworkers, a few people, 5 people, 50 people, maybe 100 people. Maybe you know a lot of people. It spreads. Lead by example. Pass along advice and information if people request it, but don't let anyone drag you down. Stay focused. Swole fam. Much love. Papa Swoleo out.